Quo Vadis by Henrik Sienkiewicz. Read by Peter Wickham for Naxos Audiobooks. Chapter 1. Petronius woke late, around midday, feeling as exhausted as usual. On the previous evening he had been to one of Nero's feasts, which went on late into the night. For some time his health had been failing. He woke feeling numb and unable to collect his thoughts. But his morning bath, during which trained slaves carefully kneaded his body, gradually quickened the course of his sluggish blood, roused him, revived him, and restored his strength, so that he emerged from the anointing room, the last section of the baths, as if he had risen from the dead, his eyes gleaming with wit and gladness, rejuvenated, filled with life, exquisite, so unapproachable that even Otho himself couldn't compare with him. And he really was that which he had been called, the undisputed judge of good taste, the arbiter elegantiarum. He rarely visited the public baths, only when some rhetorician was there who roused admiration and who was spoken of in the city, or when there were wrestlers of exceptional youth and beauty in the Ephebium. Moreover, he had his own private baths in his grounds, which Sella, the famous contemporary of Severus, had built for him, reconstructing and enlarging the insula with such uncommon taste that Nero himself acknowledged their excellence over those of the emperor, though the imperial baths were more extensive and finished with incomparably greater luxury. After that feast, at which he was almost bored to death by Vatinius's repartee, he took part in a debate with Nero, Lucan, and Seneca as to whether women had a soul. Rising late, he visited the baths, as was his custom. Two enormous bath attendants laid him on a cypress table covered with snow-white Egyptian linen, and with hands dipped in perfumed olive oil, began to rub his handsome body. He waited with closed eyes until the heat of the Laconicum and the warmth of their hands worked through him and expelled his weariness. After a while he began to speak. He opened his eyes. He inquired first about the weather, and then about gems which the jeweller Idomeneus had promised to send him for examination that day.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?